Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Dorian Gonsalves, who is the CEO of Belvoir Group. Dorian, great to have you on the line, and a trading update for 2022, relatively positive. What did you make of it?
It was another sort of good year for us. And when I say good year, I'll sort of explain. If I sort of think back to 2021, that was a really bumper year for the UK housing market. We saw lots of transactions after COVID, so people moving house for various reasons. And we had a stamp duty holiday, and lots of things happened in 2021, which just meant that unexpectedly, ourselves and other property companies just had a bumper year. And we always knew that would be a very difficult act to follow in 2022. External sort of market forces helped to create a very good year in 2021, and that was always going to be tough to follow in 2022. But actually, what we have done is that we've exceeded the expectations that we set at the start of 2022. So we performed better than we said we would. That is a great result. And in our business, we've had up until the end of 2021, we'd had 25 years of unbroken profit growth, which is quite a track record. We knew that would be very difficult to follow in 2022 because of the sort of the disturbances in the property market in 2021. But actually, although we're not quite ready to release the full year's numbers, it's not out of the question that we still grew in 2022 compared with 2021, which would mean our unbroken track record will continue, but that's yet to be confirmed. We release our figures at the end, our full year figures at the end of March, early April, and it's at that point that we'll sort of confirm. But it's very close, and the bottom line is we have outperformed in comparison to sort of market expectations, management expectations.
Thanks, Dorian. So some signs of resilience last year, but you've got a challenge on your hands in 2023, haven't you?
We have, and I think it's pretty obvious to everybody that there's an affordability squeeze. You've got interest rates going up, and we're sort of in an interesting scenario. Rates are forecast to sort of change again this week, but it's an interesting scenario in that you've got Bank of England rates going in one direction, and you've got mortgage rates going in another direction. So we had, following the mini budget in September last year, And all of the sort of goings on that were connected to that, we saw fewer mortgage numbers in September, October, and November, and then into December too, and that was very natural. I think when a market has a shock and interest rates went up very swiftly, that was the shock factor. It tends to, my experience, it sort of leads to immediate paralysis where people just think, I'm going to sit and hold back. I'm not going to remortgage. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to, see how things pan out over the next few months. And so we just wrote fewer mortgages at the back end of last year. Now, clearly that hasn't, and it's not just us, it's every mortgage company and mortgage advisory firm said exactly the same thing. So clearly that has a knock-on effect onto this year's numbers. So we've slightly pared back our mortgage productivity in 2023 and 2024. Lettings and estate agencies still forecast to grow in our business. Those are rock solid areas. And we've got a fantastic mortgage business, but ultimately there wasn't anything that we could do, anybody else could do about sort of the mini budget or sort of rates rising very swiftly. I think what we are seeing now is we're seeing people getting used to rates that are slightly higher. And ultimately, this is about people and people's lives and people's homes. If somebody needs to move house because they're having, they're having a bigger family or they're moving job, they will continue to move home. So we are seeing, pretty good activity. Dividend completely unaffected by any changes that we've sort of forecast. In fact, our dividend is forecast to rise in 2023 and 2024. And the second half of 2022, we'll see our dividend rise from 4p in the first half to 5p in the second half. So it's a 9p overall dividend the full year 2022, which is a 4.7% yield.
That's all understood, Dorian. So where is your focus going to be for the next few months?
Yeah, I mean, the sort of, the look forward. So, I mean, the residential lettings market, and residential lettings represents about 60% of our gross profit. So that's, the core of our business. We're a residential lettings business. Rents are going up. Market's very active. and there's a shortage of rental properties. So we know that side of the business is going to perform well this year. Estate agency, i.e. people buying and selling, again, has been very resilient. So the market saw 20% more transactions in 2021. 15%, the market then shrank last year by 15%. The market returned to normal. So this year we'll see slightly fewer transactions in the market, but across our estate agency business, we're still confident this year that we will deliver growth. The mortgage side, a little bit more difficult to predict, but I think, you know, in my personal view, that there are millions of people who need to remortgage this year, and they can't wait forever to see what's happening with sort of interest rates. We've got 300 mortgage advisors and a great mortgage business. So I think we'll see a, you know, a slight dip at the start of the year, and then we'll see a gradual recovery as the year plays out. But yeah, that's the look forward.
Understood. Well, we look forward to seeing how you get on, and thank you very much, Dorian, for talking to us today at Proactive.
Thank you very much.